In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor continues with the second of two segments on water use in central Illinois.
Last week's Environmental Almanac drew attention to a report issued in June by the Regional Water Supply Planning Committee for East Central Illinois. It also highlighted some of the inadequacies of current water use law in the state. This week, I want to call attention to the issue of water use, particularly the current overuse of water from the Mahomet Aquifer in and around Champaign-Urbana. The report by the Regional Water Supply Planning Committee characterizes the current state of affairs by saying East Central Illinois is not facing an immediate water crisis, rather than commenting on where the continuation of current trends would take us. And it asserts the committee's belief that a plan with no new laws or regulations and voluntary participation can pave the way to a rosy future, one that would be described by the headline, Sustainable Water Supplies for East Central Illinois. I hope for that future, too. But I think we're unlikely to get there unless we come to grips with the fact that we already have a problem. Here's what it is. In Champaign County, we use water from the Mahomet Aquifer faster than it can be recharged. We're over budget. We're running a deficit. It seems to be true we won't drain the account completely in the next two generations, but that's not because we're managing it well. We're comparatively rich in water only because we inherited such a big account in the first place. The movement of water through aquifers is complex, and there are limits to current understanding, but I think we can reasonably draw such conclusions. Using information from modeling done by the Illinois State Water Survey, Clark Bullard, a U of I engineering professor and board member of the conservation group Prairie Rivers Network, constructed a water budget for Champaign County, which provides a simplified version of what's going on below the ground. Bullard starts out with the fact that Champaign County withdraws about 33 million gallons per day from the Mahomet Aquifer, and then sets out to answer the question, where does it come from? Recent calculations, derived from the Water Survey's computer modeling, suggest about half of that, 16 million gallons, comes from water that would have otherwise traveled through shallow soils into local rivers and streams, keeping them healthy. Another 13 million gallons of that is water that would otherwise be available in neighboring counties, roughly 4 million from Ford, Vermilion, and Iroquois counties together, and 9 million from counties to the west. That leaves a difference of about 4 million gallons withdrawn from storage, which is the daily amount by which we are depleting the water bank account we will leave to future generations. So in Champaign County, the answer to the question, where does our water come from, is from our rivers, from our neighbors, and from our children. I mentioned earlier that the report by the Regional Water Supply Planning Committee doesn't call attention to the deficit in our water budget, but I would add that a careful reader can find hints of that problem in the report. Dwayne Berggren, who represented the interest of the environment on the committee, created a list of them, which you can find posted with this segment on the Environmental Almanac website. But for now, let me leave you with this one. Between the years 1930 and 2007, the water level elevation of an observation well on Rising Road declined about 83 feet, a little over a foot per year. The water level at that well can be safely drawn down only about another 80 feet. I bet you don't need a calculator to figure out how long it will take for that to happen.
Rob Cantor is a writer with the University of Illinois Environmental Change Institute. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or to listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette.